Good afternoon, everybody. I just call the meeting to order. Just say welcome to everybody to this ordinary meeting of council, the Shire of Plantagenet, on Tuesday, the 24th of February 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. It's being audio recorded in accordance with the regulations of the local government, regulations 1996. I also point you to the disclaimer and emergency procedures on the leading pages of this document for this building. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Menang Noongar community and their culture, and to elders past and present. We move on to item two. We have 8 members present today. We have 6 members of staff with 1 online. We have an apology from Councillor Fraser, who's in the air at the moment and unable to attend. We have 2 members of the public present and no approved leave of absence. We move on to public question time. You see the responses in the agenda to Mr. Paul Neild under 3.1.1. Those series of questions there. And we move on to public question time. So it's an opportunity for members of the public to ask questions. Do we have a questioner today? You're here to ask a question?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So you're welcome to come forward to this, to the podium, please. State your name to this podium here. State your name and address, and ask your question. You have 3 minutes.
Patrick Beer, I'm from Osborne Road. I've got 2 questions, actually. The first one is, has there been any progress on the investigation into the vegetation clearing of the block bounded by Montem, Menston and Marion Streets? And if so, what has been the outcome of that investigation?
Mr. Pinto, I believe, is online. Perhaps might be able to answer that question.
We'll take that one on notice.
Yeah. And the second question?
That was it.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
So that you'll get a written response to that one, Mr. Beer. Thank you. Is there any petitions or deputations today from anybody? No. Okay. We'll move on to disclosure of interest. I have none up here today, so I'm assuming that there's no disclosures. Okay. Are we okay for taking notes or? Yep, okay, all right. We'll continue. Good afternoon, Mr. Pinto.
Good afternoon, Councillor.
Just make sure we've got him. All right, are there any applications for leave of absence? Councillor Bell.
Yeah, from the 3rd of March through the 2nd of April, please.
Do we have a mover for that? Councillor O'Day, seconder Councillor Liebeck. All those in favour? That's carried 8-0. Yeah, okay, thank you. John? Move on to item 7.1, the confirmation of minutes. The recommendations on page 6 for the ordinary minutes of council held on the 16th of December. Is there a mover? Councillor Bell. Seconder, Councillor Sheard. Any dissent? Okay, that motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. Move on to item 7.2. Now, this is a special, to do with the special minutes of the council meeting on the 20th of January. Now, you would have seen the minutes. It was in the pack online. It was just that the actual item was left out of the agenda. So we'll deal with those minutes now. Do we have a mover for those minutes? Councillor Bell, seconder Councillor Clements. Is there any issues Any dissent? Those carried without dissent. Thank you. I have no announcements under item 8. We move on to item 9.1.1, the item to do with the housing strategy. The recommendations on page 12. Do we have a mover? Councillor O'Day, seconder. Councillor Liebeck. Is there any discussion on this item? Okay, is there any dissent? Motion's carried without dissent. Might just say a very good piece of work, huge amount of work that's gone into it, and so it's pleasing to see this item get up. So well done to the planners and the supplementary staff in behind the planner. Item 9.1.2, the planning strategy. Now this requires a couple of councillors, so we need some names of councillors and then a mover and a seconder. Councillor Clements.
I've moved that Councillors Liebeck and Pyra be appointed to this committee.
Okay, do we have a seconder? Councillor Bell. Any discussion? Any dissent? Motion's carried without dissent. Sorry, we need a proxy. Okay, I missed that minor point. would you like to modify your moving and put a proxy in there?
If Councillor O'Day is available, I would suggest that she might be a suitable person to go on there. Got the 4 years up, so it's going to take a year for anyone to figure out what this is all about. So we don't want that vote right now. It's not going to be a year later.
Councillor O'Day, you willing to serve? Okay. So that then is the motion. We have a seconder already. Are there any dissent? Okay, it's carried without dissent. Thank you. Move on to item 9.1.3. The recommendation is on page 24. A number of items there. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor O'Day. Okay. Okay, so you were waiting, so you weren't actually seconding this motion, is that what I'm taking? So do we have a seconder? Councillor Liebeck. Okay. So Councillor Clements, Councillor Liebeck. Okay. Now Councillor O'Day, you have an amendment. Amendment is?
The amendment is up on the screen. So to replace forwards amendments to the words seek consent for public advertising for amendment number 3 to Shire Plantagenet local planning scheme number 5 from the Environmental Protection Authority and the Western Australian Planning Commission in accordance with the Planning and Development Act 2005 and the Planning and Development local planning schemes regulations 2015. Essentially, it's just...
So do you have a seconder? Do we have a seconder? Maybe just absorb this for a little bit. No one's seen this one before. It's a little bit hard to read, maybe. Okay, do we have a seconder?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Councillor Bell, seconder. Okay, the matter's on the floor now. Councillor O'Day, would you like to explain?
Basically to try and turn it into some better, some English that is better to understand and taking it away from planning speakers. I understand the forwards amendment number 3 is the way the Planning Commission speaks, but it I had to read it several times to actually make sense, and I think it's the same intent, because we were asking for them to essentially to send it forward for approval to advertise, and forwarding it amendments is, you know, it's the same intent. Just trying to make it sound better English and more understandable to the common man.
Councillor Bell.
Would the relevant individual like to comment that drafted this? I can't remember who drafted it. Andre. Yeah.
So I'm happy to take some questions. Mr. Pendo can hear us okay, can he?
I can, yes. Thank you, okay. Councillors.
So Mr. Pendo, would you like to comment on this amendment?
Absolutely. Thank you. I have no issue particularly with the amendment Councillor O'Day's put forward here. As she has explained, the intent is still very much there. The wording there is very much just a standard the state gives us to use in our council reports. Ultimately, nothing changes. So either way, same outcome. Hopefully that clears it up. Thank you.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, we'll take the amendment then. Those in favour of the amendment? That's unanimous. Okay. So 8-0. That now becomes the substantive motion. Is there any further discussion? Okay. There's no dissent. That now is passed without dissent. Thank you. Move on to item 9.1.4, the dams and water policy, with the recommendation on page 30. Councillor Tyra.
I'd like to move a motion that the debate is adjourned and will be referred to the council for further discussion.
Okay, do we have a seconder? Councillor Councillor Clements. So Councillor Tyra, Councillor Clements. All those in favour of deferring? So we have, sorry, okay, so we have 7 and 1 against? Yep, okay. Thank you. So that's carried. We'll bring that back just for a bit of clarification at the next forum. Okay, noting that there's been an extraordinary amount of work put into this policy, and planners are to be commended for that work. There's nothing in 9.2 for this meeting, to move on to 9.3.1 with a recommendation on page 35. The amendments to the community grant program, so their remover. Councillor O'Day, Councillor Liebeck. Is there any discussion? Any dissent? Motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. Item 9.3.2, fees and charges. The amendments there, there's quite some list there. Is there a mover? Councillor O'Day. Seconder? Councillor Brown. Any comments or questions? Councillor O'Day.
Just a query with the swimming pool room being taken out altogether. Is that partly because of planned works, or the idea that space is only for the swimming club? Because there had been lengthy debates in the past that it was available. I can understand now that the CRC is under the control of the Shire, and we have more spaces that are at a reasonable pricing, that there is better options, but just wondering if it was that managing that space at the pool was too difficult when we had got it available.
Okay, Mr. Murphy. Mr. Middleton.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a combination of, A, it's leased or licensed to the swimming club for 6 months of the year, and for the other 6 months of the year, we've never hired it out. So there's a lack of demand, lack of use, so therefore no requirement. Yep.
Okay, any further questions? I'll take a vote on this one. All those in favour? That's 8-0, thank you. Move on to the list of accounts for December and January, with the recommendation on pages 43 and 44. Is there a mover, please? Councillor Bell, seconder. Councillor Sheard. Any further questions? There's a few questions went in on these items, and there always is, and that's as it should be. And I see Mr. Middleton's been working diligently to answer them. So, well done. Nothing further? Any dissent? Motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. So item 9.3.4, financial statements. The recommendation on page 47. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. I'll take Councillor Liebeck on this one. For December and January, so there's quite a bit in this particular list. Any further questions? Councillor Clements.
I'd just like to recommend to the staff for the way that they've actually set these reports out. They're actually quite easy to read, and the headings there, and the first time in 34 years there hasn't been any muddle up about where things are supposed to be. So congratulations on the way you have set them out very clearly. That's all I've got to say.
Any further comment? Okay, I'll take a vote on this one as well. All those in favour? That's 8-0, thank you. Mid-year budget review for item 9.3.5, with a recommendation on page 53. Actually, it's 54. Page 54. Is there a mover? Councillor Bell, seconder? Councillor Clements. Any comments or questions? Okay. Is there any dissent? Okay, the motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. Item 9.3.6, the debt write-off recommendation is on page 57. Is there a mover for this item? Councillor Bell, seconder. Councillor Liebeck. Any discussion? Questions? It's all pretty clear in the documentation. I suspect probably not very happy about it, but there's not many other options. Any comments or questions? Any dissent? Okay, motion's carried without dissent. Thank you. I move on to item 9.4.1, with the recommendation to do with the VROC, the Great Southern VROC, on page 61. Councillor Bell, mover. Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Is there any discussion on this item? Okay, any dissent? Okay, that motion's carried without dissent. Code of Conduct 9.4.2, the recommendations on page 64. Is there a mover? Councillor O'Day, seconder. Councillor Sheard. Are there any comments or questions? No? Okay. No dissent. Okay. Motion's carried without dissent. Quite a few changes in this one, so it's good to see that one getting tightened up. Okay, we move on to item 10. There's no motions of which previous notice has been given. There's no new business, but now we do come to a confidential item. So that excludes the members of the public. Yes, but we need to move that. So Councillor Clements, Councillor O'Day to close the doors. All those in favour of closing the doors? Thank you. So that's the doors are now about to be closed when the members of the public leave. Thank you for your attendance today. You're welcome to come back in a few minutes once we've dealt with this confidential item. The doors are now open. We go back to the original agenda. And just to make the announcement that the confidential matter was passed without amendment. And that brings us to item 13, which is closure of the meeting at 5:23, I reckon.